This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are here in this community, and we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. With that being said, we are in our 40 days of consecration. We're using this time of Lent to just consecrate, to get stronger, to get firmer, and to be more disciplined and focused in where we are going this year. Let's prepare our hearts and mind. Let's activate our success mind today all over this community. Let us join in together. And we are of one heart, and we have one mind, and we have one spirit. And we are here in these 21 minutes of effectual prayer power. Effectual prayer power. And I take a few minutes right at the top of the hour for us to connect in and get on one page. So we bring our hearts and our mind together. We take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come present right here to this moment, this space, this time. And we sit in this sacred moment of power. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred seat of power and authority that has been granted to us, we turn our focus and our attention inward now to our rich inner life of the kingdom of God. And we tap into the unending resource that's available to us. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we are thankful and grateful for another day, for another opportunity, and for all that you are calling us to in this hour. We are awake. We are aware. We are conscious. We are focused. We are centered. We are aligned. We are divinely aligned with our true purpose. And we thank you for the awesome privilege of being in your presence today. And it is so. Take one more good healing deep breath in. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Elona Sanders, and this is our 21 minutes of effectual prayer power. And I take the first 10 minutes or so to just set us up so that we are all on the same page doing the same thing. And we're looking at the scripture in James 5:16 and in 1 John 5:14 and 15 today. The writer of James 5 and 16 says in the B clause that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And that word effectual means that we're able to produce, that we are capable of producing an intended effect, that we are adequate, that we are capable of producing an intended effect. We are adequate. We just came through our 40-day prophetic gathering at the top of the year. We took the first 40 days, and every day at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, we were gathered together in this global empowerment community. And you could get all of those replays at ElonaSanders.com. Click on the tab that says Empowerment Circle, and you can catch up with us because all of those replays are there. And so as we began to uncover those keys of supernatural power, and I know that you are transformed and that you are not the same that you were coming into 2018. And we're so thankful and so grateful for all the things that we know are unfolding for us in this time, in this season that we call 2018. So when we talk about being effectual in our prayer, I want you to really affirm today that you are capable of producing an intended effect. And I want to say this because I know that we are used to living our lives a certain way, and we're still in a mindset at times where we're surprised when something works according to what we have commanded, what we have ordered, what we have declared. But if you want to really become effectual in your prayer, then you have to pray with the understanding that you are capable of producing an intended effect. And what I'm experiencing is that we're seeing things happen so much more rapidly than in the past. The answers to prayers are coming very quickly, almost instantaneous, no sooner than we're speaking it or even thinking it, we're seeing the manifestation shows up. Now, I know this is our time of intercession and interceding, but it's so important that we're praying with the right posture, because if not, we're going to fall into the same old mindset of being surprised when something does happen and worrying when we don't see it happening. And we have to move from there. You have to move from there and stand flat-footed and understand that everything is always working together, fitting the plan for your good. So we pray from that position of power that we are capable of producing an intended effect. And whatever we command, what we speak, it is binding and it is valid. And I want you to know that. That's why it was so important for you to understand what your original identity is and the power that's in you and what's flowing through you so that you can become solid. And as I said, I even catch myself from time to time being surprised when a manifestation comes through quickly. But that's only because there's still that residue of that old mindset where we believe that God is always deciding every minute of every day. Rather, it's yes or no. There is already a yes all in our atmosphere. So what we want to do is we want to take this power, the same power that God created us with, and then he gave us the keys of the kingdom that when we lost our way and we strayed a bit, he gave us the keys of the kingdom. And so I want you to look with me two places today. I want to put in your remembrance in Genesis, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth. And on the first day, the Bible says that when he stepped into that darkness and his spirit began to move on the waters, he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Now, we don't have time to really go into a deep teaching about light, but this is what I want you to know. That light, that substance, that force, that creative ability that God spoke into existence is within you. And that is not the light that governs the earth. That was not created until the fourth day. And so this amazing substance and source of power that God called light, that was the first thing he called for. So light and life are synonymous with one another. And God spoke life to a dead situation, a situation that was an unrecognizable ruin where the earth was submerged underwater. He began to release this creative force called life. Or light, he said, "Let there be light." And then the record goes on to show that he separated light from darkness. He called the light day and the darkness light. Still, that was not the light that governs this earth. That was not created until the fourth day. And I want you to really start meditating on the awesomeness of what God did when he created us. And we have this same like substance within us, and we are light bearers, and we are light workers. And I don't want you to get that confused with anything else that may be twisted. We are light workers because we show up with the light of God. Jesus the Christ recorded as saying that we are the light of the world. We are a city set upon the hill, and we can't take a light and cover it up. We have to take this light, this power, this force, this substance. And the light is more than just showing up on your countenance. You got to see this light as creative power. It's a force that brings life everywhere it goes. And darkness has been separated from that. That is why darkness cannot overpower light. So when we look at being effectual and being capable of prayer, you have to know that you are praying from this exalted position above principalities, powers, might, dominion, every name that's named in this earth realm. You've got to see yourself above that, superior to it, in authority over it. And the writer of 1 John 5:14 says this, and I want to land here today, and we're going to be light workers today. And this is the confidence, the assurance, the privilege of boldness, which we have in him. We are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. Remember, going back again, this is how you can always tell you are praying in agreement with God, with his will, his purpose, and his plan, because you are flowing out of the kingdom of God that is within you. You are flowing out of the heart and mind of God that resides within you. And once you tap into your rich inner life of the kingdom of God within, and you can feel and sense and know the heartbeat of God, the mind of God, righteousness is going to flow. Your right standing and your right way of doing things is going to flow. That is why Jesus the Christ recorded, seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, his way of being and doing right, and then all things will be added. So in this season, I want you to have a yes mentality, to have an amen mentality, to know that it's working. And I love this scripture in Amplified. It says that we have the assurance, a privilege of boldness. We don't have to be in fear. We don't have to shrink. We don't have to be afraid. We have boldness, which we have in him. And we are sure that if we ask anything, make any request according to his will, in agreement with his own plan, he listens to and hears us. We are righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. And since we positively know that he listens to us in whatever we ask, we also know with settled and absolute knowledge, that we have granted us as our present possession the request made of him. And we are interceding and we are in intercession for our nation, the countries around the world. Today, we want to really intercede now for the spiritual community, the Christian community, the body of Christ, the church, whatever you want to call God's people. We want to intercede today because we are living in a precarious time where we are in transition and we are in between things. But today we stand in agreement all over this global empowerment community. And we've already tapped into our rich inner life. And we're already flowing with the Holy Spirit's presence. And we say, Holy Spirit, you are in the ascendancy now. And we are in divine alignment and divine agreement. And you know all of the mind of the Father. You know all of the mind of wisdom. Because wisdom was created before the foundation of the earth. It was the divine architect by the side of God. And we come into agreement now with wisdom and insight and discernment. And we intercede and we stand in the gap. And we speak life to God's people all over the world. And I want you in your divine mind's eye to see us as light workers, to see these lights popping up all over the world, the light of the glorious God that is within us. See that light shining through people all over the world, that we will not compromise, that we will stand in righteousness and honor, integrity, and God's way of being and doing right. And we will not compromise from that. And we will not be people that are judgmental and critical, and people that are hate mongers and fear mongers, but we stand in the truth of love today. And we say that as he is above, so are we right here, right now, and we are people of love. I want you to feel that flowing out. You see that light flowing out of you, reaching all into your home, your car, wherever you are right now, and see that light penetrating and covering everything that concerns you, concerns our nation, concerns your nation, because we are here to bring healing in this earth realm. And I decree and declare that now the body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia, the called out one, your spiritual super beings in this earth realm, that we have great wisdom and discernment, and we know right from wrong, we know good from evil, and that we are divine express representations of God in this earth realm, and we are not confused, but we have clarity of mind and clarity of purpose. We have the mind of Christ, we have the Christ consciousness, we hold the thoughts, the feelings, and the purposes of God in our heart, and we move according to those plans of God. We are in agreement and alignment, and we bless your people all over the world, all in this community, everyone that is gathered in this community together. We are your divine workers in this earth realm, and we stand in this light, in this creative force of power, and we spread this light all over the world, everywhere we go. And now specifically, for each individual gathered in this community today, I speak life to you. I speak light to you, that you will let your light shine. The songwriter had it right years ago when they picked up the pen and declared, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." But you have a big light. You are luminescence today. You are illuminated today because you have the light of God. That force, that creative substance, that everywhere you go, you don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to convince anyone. You just show up with the light and give that light permission to work through you. So, Father, we pray today and we intercede and we stand in the gap all over the world for your light workers, for your light bearers, for those carrying your glory, your essence, your presence. We will not let it be stifled. We will not let it be short-circuited by flesh, by the ego mind, by carnal nature. But we give ourselves fully and completely 100% open to being your light workers in this earth realm. And we speak life. We speak life to our nation's capital, to our administration, to nations and countries all around this world. We rise up in power. And Father, today we speak and we decree and declare that your people are not confused. We are not confused with who we are and what we are called to. And we're not reaching back for anything old, because we recognize that you have moved on and you are creating a new expression of yourself in this earth realm. And we are now the vehicles that are in alignment and agreement with how you want to show up and express yourself. And we thank you now that your people all over the world, that we are sensitive. We thank you for the new sound that is resounding out of our heart and out of our spirit. We thank you for new ways of being and operating in this earth realm that brings life, that brings hope, that brings peace, brings joy, contentment. But most of all, we are spreading your love all over the world. Everywhere we go, people will know us by the fruit of love. They will know us that we have loved one to another. They will know us by our compassion. They will know us by our sensitivity. They will know us by our ability to work miracles. They will know us by our ability to lay hands on the sick and they recover. They will know us because we are just like you in this earth realm. And it is so. And we're so thankful. And we're so grateful for the privilege and the honor and the boldness that you have given to us, that we know and we are sure that if we ask anything, if we make any request, that it is in alignment and agreement with your plan, that you listen and you hear. And I understand that your listening and your hearing means that we are in alignment and we're in agreement, and you don't have to make a last minute decision out of what we utter, because as long as what we utter is in alignment with all that you have released, the answer is always yes. And we thank you for it. And it is so. Take one more good healing deep breath in. That is our 21 minutes for this morning. We'll be right back tomorrow for another 21 minutes of effectual prayer power. And we know that what we have released, it is effective. And it is capable of reaching its intended purpose. All right, beloved. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.